Welcome out to G1 Attack, the first G1 fan-produced podcast here on ScrewAttack.com, with your many hosts, Old School Sean.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Arcade Braden.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators.
French Ben.
Do a barrel roll.
Joystick Jerry.
You can do it. You can do it all night long.
Awkward Todd.
My grandmother always said, why buy the cow when you get the sex for free?
She did.
All the time. Of course, she became a lesbian on her 60th birthday, but that's beside the point.
And everyone's favorite animator, Hyperjerk.
That's Mama Luigi to you, Mario.
Broadcasting here at screwattack.com/form/index.php, this is G1 Attack.
I'm a firing my laser.
Welcome out to G1 Attack exclusively on ScrewAttack.com. What's going on, everybody? I am Arcade Braden.
I am Awkward Todd.
I'm Old School Sean.
I'm Joystick Jerry.
French Ben.
And I'm the Sex Appeal Hyperjack.
What's
going on, guys?
What's going on?
Those are sexy, yeah.
You are the Sex Appeal, man. Okay. Yes. Coming up, we have a chit-chat to get to know each other, a feature G1 blog and video, a retro game review, a G1 to G1 interview, and a debate about E3 2008. Stay tuned. Okay, guys, to start off today on our program, we actually have a letter that we're going to read from
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we're not really sure how to exactly say your name. We apologize, but he was the one who actually started the podcast and was the one who really was pushing for it. We kind of jumped on the train a little too quick, so he wasn't able to jump into it. But
yeah, he had a lot of big ideas. You know, he had like just so many of them, and we were able because of him, we were able to like put them all together and make this.
Yeah. So yeah, without him, you guys wouldn't be hearing our awesome voices right now. So he's totally awesome, and Hyperjerk's gonna read this letter that he prepared that we want to read out here on the show. Go ahead, Hyperjerk.
Oh, yeah.
Next appeal.
All right. I love this. I love this letter. It's just amazing. Right, here we go. When I first came up with this, I had a few goals in mind. On here, there's so much stuff going on in the forums that it's hard to spot everything. Sometimes, people are really missing out on stuff. Most of the time, it's because G1s don't pay attention to some of the new ideas coming out. I've been posting a bunch of ideas and that I thought were interesting and could give me some work to contribute to the community. Unfortunately for me, most of the ideas have received only a little bit of feedback, no good support. These projects faded away and my mood went down. I tried to start at least 4 projects. When something that you like dies, it hurts a little inside. So what have I proposed lately? This podcast. Not the original idea, but I like most of the stuff proposed by other G1s. So what's this podcast about? It's about this community. Here we'll find the best reviews, blogs, submissions, ideas, whatever else. So here is the place for everyone to go get their stuff featured and for everyone to see. I hope you like it.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome.
I cried.
That is really, really a perfect sum up of what this podcast is all about. It's all about the G1s, all about the community.
For the G1s, baby!
The
community!
Hells yeah.
The first podcast made by G1s, for G1s.
For G1s.
Exactly.
About the G1s.
Okay, guys, let's talk a little bit and get to know each other.
Yeah?
Know each other!
A lot of you guys might know us from somewhere. Let's just start off with things that you might be recognized for, or not, right. Depending on who you are. Okay, let's start with me.
Yeah,
me.
You.
Because I'm awesome.
Like everything me.
Yeah, I'm the co-owner of the G1 animation team, A3.
A3?
Awesome. A3!
Yeah, we've only submitted one thing so far, and that's a Screw Up collab. It was awesome, so we're going to keep doing some more stuff.
Jose Hungry.
Yes. So Braden, tell me what you've done recently.
Alright, recently, a lot of heavy drinking. No, I'm joking. Recently I've started the Arcade Spotlight Show, which I'm so happy to say was featured on G1 Submission Sunday on the main stage. Awesome.
Great. Main stage.
So right now I'm working on another one. I actually completely recorded one for Donkey Kong, but I just didn't think it was very I didn't sound like I had a lot of energy, someone said, but I couldn't think of anything good. So I'm working right now, working something really special, and to come along nicely, and of course, working hard. G1 Attack. So, oh, yeah. Ben, what you been up to?
Well, actually, you might know me because I've also been featured like 2 weeks ago on G1 Submissions for the Solstice games that you might not know. And actually, that's my show, and if you check out my blog, it's awesome. And, well, I'm French, and as any other French, I'm fucking gay. So what can I say about that? Well, Joyce, Barry, tell us more about yourself.
Myself? As a G1, normally, I just go around the forums and see if there's any cool ideas, you know, happening that, you know, or if there's anything to talk about. But as for Script Tech goes, as for his G1 submissions, I really haven't done anything. But they did answer my forum question on a side-scrollers podcast, which I did thought was pretty cool. So,
yeah. Yeah. G1 points.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what about you, Gaming Sean? What you been doing?
I am Mike.
Well, unfortunately, I'm labeled as a poster. but really, so far in my personal life, I've tried some movies. You know, I'm right now trying to record an album, writing a few songs. You know, that's about it.
And don't take the postcard thing bad at all. I mean, it's supposed to like get conversations going. So you're helping, you know, keeping this train moving. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, so what if you gained like a few thousand posts within the last week or so? Who cares?
So, Todd.
Okay. Well, Todd. Me, I'm actually the only one of the people here who was able to attend the Iron Man of Gaming.
Fuck you!
You bastard! Well, like I said, I can walk there. I can physically walk there. So it's so easy to get there. And aside from that, I haven't really done much else. I'm actually been trying to send Craig a couple emails because, like I said, I live close to the area. I love doing video editing. So I'm trying to see if I can somehow help them, like with video editing. Maybe more people, like that.
And sound editing. What an awesome intro done by Todd.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yes.
Hire me.
Awesome intro is generously done by Todd.
Yes.
He worked very hard on it.
Thank you.
He did. It's like, he said, hey, can you do this 2 minutes later? Here you go. Like, dang.
Yeah, it's not there. Yeah, he'll just, like, bring it to you. He's like, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why don't we, something we didn't do, you know, to show just, like, how much effort it takes to get everyone on the same page because of time zones. Like, where all we're from. I am from, like, just south of Atlanta, Georgia.
Wait, who are you again?
I am Arcade Braden.
Good job.
Sorry. I'm Joystick Jerry, and I live in eastern United States, and it's 10:22 a.m. right now.
Awesome.
What state?
Oh, yeah, I live
we'll
in
find you.
Ottawa.
Thanks.
Unless you guys haven't noticed yet, I live in Britannia!
British! Papa Jack is British!
I am British!
Yeah, so what time is it for you right now, Hyperjerk?
It is 3:30.
French Ben, okay. Where are you from?
And it's 4:30 here in France, and it sucks.
Alright, I think it's
France. Well, Sean, how about you? Where are you from, Sean?
East side of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, you're same as a Script Hanger, right?
What? I'm from Georgia.
Oh, my bad. I don't know why. I thought you guys... Okay.
He's from Georgia, dude.
Wow.
See, I pay attention. I know that Todd is from Grapevine, Texas.
Yes, I'm from Texas.
Who doesn't know that?
I'm right.
All right, guys. You know what time it is? I think it's time to make some confessions.
Oh, yes. All those gaming confessions.
I ran over a small child the other day, father.
Please tell me something video game related you're ashamed of.
I swear the NES came on me. Oh, something I'm ashamed of. You know what? I can't really think of anything. Well, actually I do. It's on ScreenTech's top 10 worst fighting games. Number 10 is one of my favorite fighting games of all time. Star Wars Masters of Terror Kasai. I love that game. It's
really
one of my favorites.
Success.
Yeah, it reminds me of my childhood. I played all the time with my cousin. We'd like be just playing all day, trying to beat Darth Vader. But I love it. Can't get enough of it.
Nerd.
Thank you.
Todd, what about you?
Hey, back when I was like 6 and I first got my PlayStation, I remember the first game because like I was still like some of the movie games were good. I remember the first game I ever played on my PlayStation was Toy Story 2, and I played that game a lot as a kid, and I liked it.
Wow. God.
And then I found Crash Bandicoot, and I was like, yay!
Yes, Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, that's actually that a real game before he sucked on PS2.
Oh yeah, before Naughty Dog dropped the ball on it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, Naughty Dog didn't make those.
What?
A different company.
No, Naughty Dog made the... Well, that's not... Oh, my bad. Yeah, you're right. I was saying Naughty Dog made all the PlayStation 1 games, except for Crash Bash.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Sean, what are you ashamed of?
Yeah, what Sean are you ashamed of? Tell us your secrets.
Well, actually, I have two things. Well, a couple of years ago, the game on the Game Boy Advance, Sonic the Hedgehog Genesis?
Yeah.
I bought it, and I still have it.
Oh my god!
I hate it.
Shame on you, dude.
Also, a couple of years ago, I was playing my PS2, It started to crack, and it blew up smoke. So it blew up, and now I have the shards. Of it in my backyard.
That is awesome.
So speaking of like still having games, like one Christmas my aunt gave me. I'm dead serious. Prism Chapter 1, The Dark Unicorn. Yeah. I took it to GameStop, like, we'll give you a dollar for it. I'm like, screw that. I might as well just keep it and say, look, in my wall of crap.
Yeah.
So it's still up there on my shelf.
So let's move on to another secret. Yeah, Hyperdrake.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's your
I have two. I have two secrets. Right. I have never owned Ocarina of Time.
Neither have I.
I would like to, and it's a shaming for me. Yeah. And also, I have bought Pokemon Ranger. I still have it.
Nice.
I still have it.
Do you even have a soul?
God awful game.
Only buy Pokemon stuff if it's an RPG. If not, screw it.
I don't buy either anymore, really. I've lost my
enthusiasm. What about you, Terry?
Jose would be like, oh, dude.
Pokemon Ranger rocks.
My confession is pretty bad. I have actually never beaten a Mario game ever.
Gasp!
Yeah,
oh, get out!
Hey, wait, Jerry. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's the sound of 1,000 gamers killing themselves.
Yeah.
Including me. Goodbye, guys.
Here comes another 1,000 because I haven't either.
Oh, God. Can I actually say that's why you sound retarded?
Really, it's just because, like, when I had Super Mario Brothers and all, I was, like, 4. So, you know, I never, like, tried beating it because it was way too hard for me. Like, now I could probably beat it. I hardly play it. So, I mean, because I've beaten, like, Metal Gear Solid 2, Call of Duty. I've beaten all of those, but...
Yeah, like, you just, like, fly through the levels and such. It's just, I don't, like, feel like beating it for some reason.
Actually, here's
the torment of having of Toad say, our princess is in another castle. I don't have to go through that. Scar me for life, man.
So we have French Ben, have we gotten your confession yet?
Nope. Actually, okay. I'm pretty ashamed of, you know, I always like do, like, you know, I know a lot of stuff about video games. You know, if you watch, games that you might not know, you know, I like to say that, yeah, I'm, you know, I got the most knowledge and all that, but I've never ever beaten or even really played or got involved in any way on a Final Fantasy game.
Me neither.
Wow. I've played some, but I've never finished one.
Yeah, I've never finished one either. I've played or...
I've never, like, played it, like, more than 1 hour each, you know? It's like, you know, I'm complete Final Fantasy noob.
Well,
I guess that's it.
This isn't...
Yep. Well then, guys.
This isn't really
I can just say this now. All of us are total noobs.
We get noob by bones.
You're all shameful in the eyes of the video game gods.
I know.
Screw it, Anna.
It's bad.
Chris shaking his head right now, just like...
Hey, neither's Craig. Craig said he's not into Final Fantasy, really.
I'm not
yeah, true.
Oh, man.
Craig's such a noob.
Oh, don't say that.
Say that.
Disclaimer.
Please.
We love Screwtime.
I know. I know, because like... See, I was like, yeah, we'll send this to Craig, and maybe he'll, like, approve of it, and now he's gonna, like, no. Thumbs down.
He's gonna give us the ban hammer.
Oh crap.
See, the nerds gonna give us the thing.
If I can bring up a conversation here, one thing I want to say, this is really a gaming confession for French Ben, but he's never played a Super Smash Bros. Brawl because it hasn't been released yet.
Oh, fuck. Don't tell me about that. I mean, it has been released, like, in months or something like that, but I still don't have it. I'm still this.
I know something that has been released in France. The Dark Knight. Oh, I'm about to
watch it. Damn! Show the fire of this movie, man!
You just had to trigger him, didn't you?
Why so serious?
Go on, Ben, tell us about The Dark Knight.
Oh man, I have to wait a fucking month before I can actually see this movie. I mean, and when I walked into Screw Attack saying, hey, this is the Dark Knight day, you know, please tell us about your experience regarding the movie. And it was like, oh fuck!
And now James Roth has a small review.
I was thinking about spam PMing you just like links to the spoiler section just for fun.
Oh, no. Don't you dare, man.
Spoilers law.
Oh god.
Disclaimer, we like everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
You did that. Ben would like fly to Texas just to murder me.
Yeah. Basically. Okay, guys.
And then I watched the movie then.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
I should figure out some way to kill you.
Yeah. Next topic.
Yep, I think we got it here. So we're going to go on. And when we come back, it's going to be the featured blog and video of this podcast. Stay tuned.
Hey there, G1s. It's Hyperjerk from A3 again. We got a lot of positive feedback from the Skuroko Lab, and are very pleased with the result. We'll next be working on a new collaboration for Toilet Tuesday. So if you want to be part of a G1-based animation team, visit the A3 topic in the Forum Talk section of the forums. We were looking for animators, voice actors, spriters, or anybody who is willing to help us with our ongoing projects. So come on, join up. You know you want to.
Get ready for some sweet content by some awesome G1s here on G1 Attack's featured blog and video. Stay tuned.
Alright guys, welcome back. It's time for this week's blog and video. This week's blog comes to you from Visual Debaser. You probably read this as it was a top G1 post, but it's definitely one that hits pretty close to home. It's the brutal truth with the baser, video game violence and sad times. And really, if you think about it, that's what's really been going on in the video game world recently. All talk about violence and how it turns children to violence and makes us serial killers and whatever. But the baser, he brings up a lot of good points, especially not necessarily saying it does cause you to be violent, but how, really, there's no basis for this argument, especially when it comes to the recent Virginia Tech shootings, you know? I mean, it was just a year ago, about how Jack Thompson was saying that, you know, how it was because he was playing Counter-Strike and all this, when he didn't even own any video games. I mean, so, but he reaches a lot of good points. It's definitely, it's a long read, but it's very good read, very in-depth, and really owe it to yourself to check it out.
Yeah, another gaming confession, just quickly, a gaming confession for me, you know, I killed my mother after playing a lot of GTA 4, so, you know, I guess, you know, Jack Thompson is not, like, wrong after all.
Well, did you see that video on G4? I know, probably like, no, G4 sucks, and it does, but it was interesting, because it was some movie, like, it was a trailer for a movie they made up, Jack Thompson was right. Did anyone see that?
No,
like, it goes on a, it's like, you were right, like, everyone's going on killing sprees, and it's because of Grand Theft Auto, or it's about Jack Thompson, right? It's pretty funny. He's, like, going around, like, his brother, Pong, and his brother a killer.
It, yeah, but remember, kids, G4 sucks, and Squid Attack is like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yes, we are the stuff. And more than that, because Screw Attack is the stuff, G1 Attack is the stuff.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yep. Anyway, so, Video of the Week.
Video of the Week. Video Sketchers.
I will present it. Oh, fools, you've already said it. Curse all of you. Yeah, as they just said, Video Sketchers. Yeah. Part of the Amazing Adventures series by Rangoon Online. He posted it in a blog, and I just had to have it as a video of the week. This was this was last week, last Monday. So you won't see it on the recent post, but if you just like look below this, perhaps we'll have it in a link so you can go see.
Yeah.
So it's great.
It's funny.
It's so crude. It's so crudely done that it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's like
the effects are pretty good.
Like really,
it's fucking crazy. I mean, you know, I've looked at all these guys stuff, and actually they've been featured on G1 Submission. I mean, it's like a year ago for a video game voiceover, and they were trying to do a voiceover of Blades of Steel and Double Dragon, and it's like completely crazy. I mean, the characters are so great, and it's so funny. I mean, I pissed my pants and I got hooked on a YouTube channel for like several days now, because there's so much like stuff, they're inventive and all that. They got catchy tunes actually, you know, like Don't Touch Me, my normal stuff. Please check out the YouTube channel because it's awesome.
Hey, archaeologist dinosaur thing. You showed me.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's this crazy, the crazy cat opening.
The cat dog rap battle. Is that them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So crazy indie.
You can borrow a lot from like Tim and Eric and like Logan Weichert's for Game of the Giants. It goes next to definitely awesome stuff.
We could just say that Rangoon Online is an amazing person. Check out his videos. Yep. We'll post his YouTube link.
And actually, I think there are two because they're like it's mostly two guys, and sometimes they get two of the friends doing the videos. So Rangoon Online, I don't think it's like his first name or last name in here.
Yeah.
So, but still, this is awesome. If you have checked, like, there's a video called Totally Zapped on the YouTube channel, and it's like some kind of Captain N ripoff. I mean, the opening song is like, I was totally zapped into a video game. It's awesome. It's
nice.
Really awesome.
It's awesome.
So, Digital Debaser, Rangoon Online, blog, video of the week. Remember, if you want your blog or video shown on our podcast, just send a private message to me. You can find me, use the name Screw Penguin on the forum, so, alright.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
but cannot provide G1 points, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Well, not yet, anyway.
Anyway.
Don't know what to say about it.
Hopefully we get, like, an
internet cookie.
I so want an internet cookie now.
Alright.
Okay, well, after this, now we have an awesome retro game review by our very own Joystick Jerry, and that's coming up right now.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, guys.
Yeah, my review is next.
Hell yeah.
Hey there, G1s! Joystick Jerry here. I'm going to be doing a retro game review. Now, the game I'm going to review is called Tales of Phantasia. Now, why did I pick this RPG? Because Final Fantasy 13 is coming out to the Xbox 360 and the PS3, and you're going to need something to play it while you wait for it. Okay, actually, there's four ports of the game you can play it on. The original release was on the Super Famicom in 1995. 3 years later, they released it on the PlayStation. Why? Because the sequel, Tales of Destiny, was out in the US, but guess what? Tales of Phantasia was not. In 2003, Tales of Phantasia was released on the Game Boy Advance to take the game on the go. Last but not least, they released a version on the PSP to enhance the voice dialogue, the animation, and to make it more of the PS1 port. Now, the company that brought you this awesome game is Namco. You know, the company that brought you Pac-Man, Tekken, and Galaga. Okay, the uniqueness of this game is the battle system, which is called the Linear Motion Battle System. It is a battle system that Namco specifically created for their Tales series. So how does this battle system work? Well, that's easy. The linear motion battle system is real time. There are no mandatory battle menus for which to issue battle commands from. The player and the opponent are going to be constantly fighting. In the LMBS, the fight is played out in a two-dimensional terrain, scrolling from left to right. Yeah, enough about the battle system. Let's talk about the gameplay. Yeah, the gameplay. Well, the gameplay is your typical RPG. You go around, you do quests, you talk to people, you find items. It's everything you would want inside of an RPG. Now, I'm not going into the storyline because it's one of those things you gotta check out for yourself. Well, the animations in this game are very good. The graphics, oh my gosh, are phenomenal. Even the voice acting on the Super Famicom is just as good as the PSP release. Now, let me tell you this. You gotta check out this game for yourself in order to know if you're gonna like it or not. Well, all I got to say is, I would check out this RPG. If you are into RPGs, if not, I would still check it out because it's an awesome game, because the sprites are really good in detail. The voice acting is very good. The graphics are, oh my god. I guess it's got a manga style of graphics. I mean, it's very, very good. So for my rating, I'll give this game an 8 out of 10. Well, that's this week's retro game review. Back to you, Todd.
Okay, thank you very much, Joystick Jerry, for the review. Coming up next, we have an interview with our very own French Ben and the awesome Pixel Dan. Stay tuned.
Hey G1s, what's going on? I hope you're having a good time. It's the time for the segment you were all waiting for. Send me your favorite, heck, send me the best in the world. It's French Ben's Interviews. Alright, if you know this guy for having a huge collection of awesome toys, almost every single He-Man figures. He's been featured as a G1 submission 2 times, showing up his closet, and he's the host of a very great and passionate show. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mandalorian 30, aka Pixel Dan.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, French Ben.
Pixel Dan, you're awesome, and I hope the G1s already know your work, because if you're interested in video game collectibles, it is really a blast. But first, Dan, tell us more about yourself.
Well, more about me. I am busy, as we were talking about earlier. I work 2 jobs. I have 1 full-time job, 1 part-time job. I recently got engaged, so I also have a fiance. So on top of doing From Pixel to Plastic, I'm also balancing 2 jobs and a fiance. Yeah. I have a very busy life, but it's awesome. It's a good time, so it's okay with me.
Yeah, so you really deserve your success and all that, because you're really working hard for that. So where do you live, actually?
I actually am located in Springfield, Illinois, in the United States of America.
Like Springfield, like the Simpsons town?
That's what everybody always says when I say that, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. It's near Chicago, I've seen, because you were Wizards...
Wizard World Chicago? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm about 3 hours away from Chicago, so it's not that far.
I've seen this video, and it was really huge, man. I wish I were there.
Oh, it was awesome. It's so much fun.
You bought, like, X-Men versus Street Fighter story, and it was so jealous about that.
Oh, man, I was so happy when I found those.
Yeah. I've seen, like, Gambit, and oh my god, I was so jealous. Pixel Dan, what introduced you to Screw Attack?
Like I think a lot of people, the angry video game nerd is what brought me to Screw Attack. I stumbled across his videos online one day, I really enjoyed them, and then I found out he had a home at Screw Attack, so I followed him over to the site, and I fell in love instantly. I mean, it's just
same
a fantastic
here.
Site.
Yeah. Same here. When I discovered, like, the side-scrollers, so much energy and all that, I was like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
this is
absolutely.
My world. These guys really nailed, you know, what I love, and man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and that's like just same with me. Like, the Angry Video Game Nerd was awesome, but then I started watching all the Screw Attack's features, and I listened to side scrollers, and I really loved the place instantly. I had a lot of fun there. So
actually, then, what is your favorite show on Screw Attack?
Oh, my favorite. You know, I think my favorite show right now on Screw Attack is Name Tags. That is,
yeah.
It's so funny. It's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, I interviewed Jared from Name Tags on my blog, and he was really so happy to do an interview. And he's a really cool guy, etc. And he works a lot, but he still has time to Your name's Doug, and he's a fantastic guy, yeah.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy. His show is awesome.
Do you do anything else but playing video games, making videos, and collect figures?
Oh, man.
Your spare time. on your spare time.
Spare time? This is something else that a lot of people don't realize about me, but I'm actually also involved in professional wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's actually something I've been doing for the last 8 or 9 years now. Yeah, I went through the training, and usually about every other weekend or so, I travel around and wrestle in shows. I mean, I don't look like that kind of a
person,
but I am.
Man, you know, when I was watching the video, I thought, man, this guy's tough, you know, he's like some big guy, and man, but wrestling, yeah, it's like awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you actually go into my YouTube account, there's some videos of me wrestling on there. So yeah. You guys might want to check that out if you want to see it.
I'm going to check that out, man. How you came to do From Pixel to Plastic?
How I come to do it? Well, I'll tell you what. After I did those closet videos for Screw Attack, I just really decided, you know, I really like doing stuff like that. I like doing reviews. I like being in front of the camera. And I realized that there was a lot of great video game shows out there, but there wasn't a lot of shows out there covering, you know, the collectibles aspect of video games. And toys and stuff like that, I mean, I'm a big collector, so it's something that I know. So I figured, you know, I'd jump right in it. That's the best thing for me to do. I'll do a show about video game toys,
You know, I freaked out when I saw the He-Man collection you got, and Star Wars statues, man. I was like, my God, how many Attackers statues does he own, man?
I have a lot.
What the fuck, man?
I have more toys than I have room for, I'll tell you that.
Till then, here's a tough question, how old are you?
How old am I? I am 26 years old.
Man, you're young.
I think I'm actually a lot older than most of the people on the Screw Attack
one. Yeah, actually, yeah, you know, all the other G1 hosts here are like 16 or 17, and I'm 21, and I feel like an old timer, Dan.
Yeah, I know, I do too.
Pixel Dan, what was your gaming system?
My first gaming system, actually, it was the Commodore 64. My dad had a Commodore 64, and when I was like 2 and 3 years old, and I was just already on it. I was playing games on that thing all the time, and so I have a lot of fond memories in front of the Commodore 64.
You were like, Commodore 64!
Yeah, that's right!
What is your favorite piece of collection you have? And that's a tough question, because you got plenty.
Oh man, that is a tough question. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite things that I have a Boba Fett figure from Star Wars, still in the package, that I actually had autographed by Jeremy Bullock, the guy who played Boba Fett, because I actually met him. Yeah, he autographed the figure for me, so that's actually what
Man! Oh, God. Well, let me ease for a second. Well, all right, now, Dan, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you to answer real quick, you know?
All right.
It's called...
What's your favorite?
It's like, what's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Raphael.
Okay, and so it's going to go like this, okay? Here we go. Favorite Zelda game?
A Link to the Past.
Favorite Mario game?
Mario Brothers 3.
Favorite Mega Man game?
Mega Man 2.
Metroid game?
Super Metroid.
Favorite Castlevania game?
I would say the original, Castlevania.
No way. Street Fighter game?
Street Fighter 2 Turbo, because that's the one I played the most.
Yes. Favorite game this year so far?
Favorite game this year? Oh my gosh, that's so hard. Oh man. Let me just go ahead and say Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Brawl, man!
Yeah.
Favorite console?
Favorite console is the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Favorite controller?
The Super Nintendo controller.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Favorite old school cartoon? I guess it's E-Man that...
Oh yeah, I'll go with He-Man. Masters of the Universe right there.
I got the power! Actually, I've only discovered the show like a few years ago, and it's all in French, and French, like, it's fantastic because it sounds nothing like the original version.
Oh, I bet.
It's really, really funny. Favorite cartoon theme song?
favorite cartoon theme song, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What? Not even DuckTales? Woohoo!
Oh, DuckTales is great too. Yeah, that's a good one.
What about favorite movies of all time? It's a tough question.
Favorite movie of all time is going to be the original Star Wars trilogy. Oh, easy.
Favorite Mega Man 2 Robot Master?
Metal Man.
Favorite Star Wars movie? It's a tough one.
Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, okay. Favorite Star Wars game?
Favorite Star Wars game?
Yep.
Everyone
goes for Knight of the Old Republic, though.
Yeah, you know, and this is going to be shocking. I've never played Knights of the Old Republic. So,
I have a sister, so, you know.
I'll tell you what. I really like the Battlefront games. The Star Wars Battlefront. Battlefront 2. Those will probably be my favorite.
Have you played Bounty Hunter?
I have played Bounty Hunter. That's a good one, too.
And it's great. You know where Slave Zero comes from. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great game. I remember buying that when it came out. And then, of course, Force Unleashed is coming out, and I'm stoked for that.
Yeah. Okay, so you've done great there, but here's another series of questions.
Okay.
You have two possible answers. It's like The Simpsons or Family Guy.
I'm going to say The Simpsons on that one.
Man, no way.
I know most people probably say Family Guy now, but I really like The Simpsons. The old stuff, the old Simpsons.
Okay, we're going real quick. The Angry Video Game Nerd or The Nostalgia Critic?
I'll have to go with The Angry Video Game Nerd on that one.
Captain N or Captain S?
You know, Captain S is awesome, but I gotta give it up to Captain N, because I'm a Nintendo fanboy.
Yep. PS3 or Xbox 360?
I'm gonna go with 360 right now, just because I have one of those.
The old Transformers movie from 86 or the brand new one?
Oh, the old cartoon is classic.
Yeah.
I love that new movie too, though, but I'm gonna go with the original.
Yeah, man, you see Optimus Prime dying in this movie, so there's no all time.
It's so sad.
Yeah. The old Ninja Turtle movies or the new TMNT?
TMNT was great, but I love the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, the one from 90. That was a good movie.
Here's an easy one. The Thundercats or E-Man?
E-Man.
E-Man. Action figures or video game?
Oh, that's a really tough one for me. I'm probably going to have to give up to the action figures, though, on that one. I mean, yeah. I love video games. I love video games a lot, but yeah.
How about three boobies or three action figures?
Oh, dude.
That's a great idea.
If my fiance is listening, free action figures.
Okay. All your toys getting stolen or killing a puppy with a bare hand?
That puppy is going down.
Mega Man or Proto Man?
Proto Man.
Oh, yes, because he's got
always always liked him. Yeah, the shield does.
And he's got his own music intro each time.
That's right, it's awesome. You never forget that.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
And finally, Screw Attack or Free Porno Site?
I guess Screw Attack, even though most people think it is a porno site.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. Okay. I get a shitload of other questions, but I don't know if we have much time, so we're going for...
Test your might.
I want to see if you're a real Star Wars nerd or not.
Okay.
But you're just pretending. You know, no noobs are out here, you know? Well, this old is Master Yoda when he dies?
900 years old?
Yeah. Which color is Master Windu's lightsaber?
Purple.
Oh man. Why is General Grievous always coughing in the last movie?
Because in the Clone Wars cartoon he had his chest crushed by Mace Windu, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to do here, man. What is the race of Watto, the master of Anakin Skywalker and the Phantom Menace?
Oh, Watto.
Oh, yeah.
What is he? Oh, yeah, he's a Toydarian, right? Toydarian?
Oh, man. Oh, great.
I had to think about that one.
With what ship Luke Skywalker used to shoot Womp Rats in Tatooine?
The T-16 Skyhopper?
Oh, great, man. You know, I was like, man, just no way. But, yeah, you know.
I know I'm a nerd.
You're a nerd, yeah. Who shoot first?
Han shot first, obviously.
Yeah, man, that's That's great. That's just great because I can see that you really deserve to own all these, you know, collectibles of Star Wars. Because I was, you know, at first I was so jealous, but I was maybe he's worthy of owning all that, you know.
You had to make sure I wasn't a wannabe, right?
Yeah. You're not just pretending that you're a Star Wars nerd. It's awesome.
That's right. I'm not pretending to be a geek. I really am 100% nerd.
What was the last game you beat, Pixel Dam?
Was Phantom Hourglass for the Nintendo DS.
Was it sweet?
It was actually really awesome. I really liked it, yeah.
Yeah, but what about the fact that you have to play the same temple over and over again?
Well, you know, that was probably my only complaint about the game, because I got really annoyed with the Ocean King Temple. Yep. It was like, I was so tired of going back to
but
it.
But Boomerang is awesome in this game.
Yeah, right. Boomerang. I love the touch screen for that. That was great.
Have you checked the E3 conference lately?
Yeah, I've been checking in and on the news a lot. Just to see what all's been announced.
What are your thoughts about the announced?
Of what's been announced?
Have you seen Wii Music?
Oh man, I don't know what to think about it yet. You know, like I want to give Nintendo the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah.
And wait, see when they release more footage. But I don't know. It doesn't interest me yet. You know.
Yeah, because actually, Miyamoto pretty much said that actually you just pretend to play and it plays anyway. So what?
I know, that almost doesn't... Yeah, it almost seems pointless.
Pixel Dan, what are your plans for the future?
Oh, man. Well, I have a wedding coming up in April, so I gotta get that out of me first.
congratulations from all G1s. You know?
Thanks, thank you very much. I'm very excited, actually. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
But hopefully, you know, the videos, I'm working on a lot of other videos, too, besides from Pixels of Plastic, so hopefully things will kind of pick up and,
you know. Are you going to do, like, some wrestling on your wedding day? Yeah, I mean just, you know,
I'll probably take a break from wrestling on my wedding day. I probably wouldn't make her very happy.
Will we see from Pixels of Plastic live-action movie?
Well, I guess if somebody wants to give me money to make one, yeah, sure. Not.
Well, let it put it that way. If you had the money to redo a He-Man live-action movie, would you do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That would be a fun project to take on. And I'd make sure to have Battle Cat in it this time.
Yeah, Battle Cat. Yeah, but what the crap was that about?
Yeah, right?
The only thing that was good that the Man in Arms actually looked like the cartoon. But that's all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Man in Arms, yeah.
That's the only thing, because, like, you know, hey, maybe it's a Japanese sanitizer, man. <It's> like,
yeah.
I was like, oh my god. Yeah. Well,
that one definitely deserves a remake.
You think that it's odd that Prince Adam never get like, hey man, you just look like E-Man. Whereas he's already like... No, he's a really tough guy, he's a really big boy, and Tila is always saying, hey man, you're such a pussy, you need some training, Adam.
He's got like that whole Clark Kent Superman thing going on, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same deal.
But except that he doesn't change one bit.
He just takes off the purple tights and puts on furry underwear, and it's, you know, he gets a tan somehow.
Man, I forgot to ask you, what is your favorite E-Man character? E-Man aside.
Are you talking about you want me to go by, like, the cartoon or by the toys? Because favorite character as far as, like, the action figures go was Mosquitor, the guy with the little blood in his chest. I always liked that guy.
Man, I don't see the toy right now.
Yeah, I don't think he was in the cartoon either. So I would say, you know, I've always been a big Skeletor fan, too. I mean, Skeletor, he was awesome. He was always awesome. Awesome, yeah.
Well, we're done, guys. That was French Band Interviews. See you next time, and until then, do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel
roll. Please, Pixel Dan, do a barrel roll for me, and we're off. Come on, I want to see...
You actually want me to be like, do a barrel roll!
Yeah! Exactly.
Alright, well, cool.
I think it's cool, yeah.
Hey G1's Rock Hard Productions here, aka Awkward Todd. I'm here to say that ScrewTac has provided a lot for us from when they first started. They kept us cool in the summers, warm in the winters, and provided us with some kick-ass content. And now it's basically routine for all of us every day to see what the hell they're doing every freaking day. And that's totally awesome. But I want you guys to take it to the next level. Go to dig.com and spend a few minutes making a dig account. And then, for each of their new videos that come out, just 5 seconds of your time, click the dig button. This is going to help spread the word of Screw Attack to a whole new bunch of audiences for dig.com. And you're helping every single time you click. So come on guys, keep digging on Screw Attack, and share the love.
Where egos collide and opinions clash, this is the G1 Attack Podcast Debate.
Hey everybody! What we're going to do here is we're going to have a 10-minute debate and see which press conference was the best. It's either Nintendo, Sony, or Microsoft. So, ready, set, go!
Nintendo lost.
Nintendo won!
No. Sony was the fucking worst.
Actually, I like Sony's presentation with him and Kane.
Elaborate, Jerry. Jerry, elaborate. What'd you like about it?
Oh, what I like about it, how they presented everything, how there was a lot of excitement, how they presented all their games. There's new games coming out for the PS3. And by the way, I own an Xbox 360. So I thought that the PS3's presentation was the best.
Well, yeah, can I answer that?
Sony sucks.
Sony does suck, but their presentation was awesome.
I like Microsoft. I own a 360 and a Wii. I like Microsoft's press conference. They had some good stuff, but nothing like new. They didn't like debut anything new except for like Final Fantasy 13, which I mean we all knew was coming in the first place. It was just on the system.
Made fanboys cry.
Yeah. Yep. But for Sony, like I had a PlayStation and PlayStation 2, but I just could not put my support behind Sony for the PlayStation 3. But I gotta say, I was very impressed. Sony put on an amazing press conference, showed a ton of new stuff, Mag 256 multiplayer. It's awesome. God of War 3. It's like all these awesome games. Resistance, the new one. Sony definitely came out on top. And I'm saying that as a Microsoft owner and Microsoft supporter.
Brandon, I don't agree at all. You know, like, well, second
opinion doesn't count.
You're French. He's French.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm French, I know. Yeah. But still. I mean, the Sony conference was so flat out dull. I mean, I almost fell asleep, and actually watching, like, Resistance 2 gameplay was fucking dull because, you know, the graphics like god awful. God of War 3, being pre-rendered sequence of 10 seconds just to say, hey, wait until 2010. What the crap? What a rip-off. And the same goes for Mag. Yeah, we're going to announce a 250 players, but we're not going to show you any gameplay footage. This will actually, it's like the game isn't even started yet. And I was like, oh, that's such a rip-off because we have so much more information about upcoming X-League for Xbox 360 that has also 250 games.
Well, Killzone 2 wasn't pre-rendered. It was gameplay.
Oh, but Killzone 2 was not pre-rendered when the show, like, in 2005.
Yeah, that one was. That one was pre-rendered.
It's like the same with Mag, you know, they're showing like pre-rendered sequences just to make us wait and wait forever.
I think showing pre-rendered stuff sort of like ruins the entire thing. If you tell people that it's actually being rendered on a PlayStation console, then people are going to just jump in joy if the graphics are really good. But if you make a game that the graphics are really shit, then they're gonna do a pre-rendered one. Just to make up for that.
Yeah.
So, anything that has a pre-rendered thing is usually bad, but not always. Usually it's just a way of, you know, exacerbating in all of the graphics that they have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. A lot of time it's like so early on. Like, it was like, yeah, we want to show it off, but it's not the point we want to show it to. We want to show it to when it's at its peak.
That's Nintendo's philosophy.
You Nintendo. What do you think?
In case they wouldn't show any of their games.
I'm a jerk. Explain Nintendo.
Nintendo? It's awesome. Yeah. I think they came out on top because they gave me the games that I wanted. Really, because I don't own an Xbox or a PlayStation 3. Basically, it's a selfish. I'm being selfish, but that's what I think.
And
you can't say anything because I'm British, and British are always right.
Nice.
Yeah,
you're
okay,
I agree with them. The Animal Crossing does look really cool.
Yeah, I never played the first one. I always wanted to, but I never did, so...
You probably shouldn't. I mean, the first one is kind of boring. The DS one, well, yeah. the DS one is the best one so far, but the Wii one... Actually, what surprised me, I went onto Wikipedia to look at more information on Animal Crossing City Folk, and it's actually got a release date straight away, and it's in a few months. It's in November.
Very nice.
I might have to look at getting it, maybe. Maybe try the DS version first, I don't know. Might have to try it out.
Wii Speak is a good idea for people who have their Wiis that aren't in their rooms, you know, with their computers and stuff. For me, I can just use Skype or MSN to voice chat with the people. But it's very useful if you think about it in the ways that people have their Wiis in their living rooms, away from their PCs.
That is true.
Yeah, that is
we
good.
We won't get Street Fighter 4. We won't get Street Fighter 4. Our aim is there.
Oh, no! I'll just find some sort of beachside arcade and play it there, then.
Not if you buy an arcade.
True.
Which is sad. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. So Street Fighter 4 looks amazing. I think
it looks crap! I hate that. I totally hate them. Oh, because Street Fighter 4 should be in 2D.
It is. The graphics are 3D, but it doesn't play like a 3D fighter.
I know, but still.
Who cares how it looks as long as it plays great? As long as you have fun playing it, and you're going to have fun playing it. And
but look at Street Fighter EX, EX2, and EX2 Plus. They're crappy 3D Street Fighter games. They suck. And that's why Street Fighter should never be in 3D, okay? My point exactly.
Alright.
Did you play the HD version, you know, with all the updated, with these sprites? They were all updated into HD.
Oh, the Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix. They don't have released these out yet, so who knows?
They got beta. Beta's out.
That's what I meant. I don't really keep track of these games.
Beta is out?
There's a beta?
The beta. Well, if you buy... Well, what game was it? I can't remember the game, but it's one game on Xbox Live Arcade. If you buy it, you'll get the beta for it. Free.
Wait! Yeah, that was what I was talking about, because I saw it on YouTube. Like, I was like, wow. Just wow.
Yeah, I'm getting this game. Just for the beta.
Hey, we were talking about games for the DS earlier. See anything good coming out for the DS?
Well, it brings up me.
Don't talk like they Contra freaking 4.
Kirby.
I have a comment to make. Why did at Nintendo's press conference? Why did they show World Tour when it was already out?
They showed what? Wait, what did they show?
You mean the Guitar Hero
on tour?
Guitar Hero World Tour. The game was already out.
Well, because it just came out. Hey, come by it. It just came out. It's awesome.
Personally, I think...
Before, during the Sony conference,
And with Rock Band being there, they showed some Rock Band too, but they also had the original Rock Band there. I mean, but of course, that's because all the new downloadable content, AC/DC announcement. I'm definitely looking forward to some of that. Download it. Mm-hmm. Get Back in Black.
Awesomeness.
Who's getting Gears of War 2?
This
is important, because you see,
Gears of War.
I was not a Gears of War 1 fan at all. I played it and I didn't get into it. But this, looking at what they've done so far, because they expanded out the cover system a bit more, I'm probably going to pick it up and play it and buy it if I really like it. So, it sparked my interest.
The single player was okay. I liked it. Fair enough. But, it didn't convince me like go throughout the entire game and beat it. It wasn't until I did the co-op campaign.
Oh, yeah. Co-op.
I really enjoyed it. I had a ton of fun playing.
Yeah.
Co-op, seriously.
Yeah. In Gears of War 2, they show like you can have the shield and plug it into the ground and then you can cover on that. It's awesome. On multiplayer, it's going to rock, man.
I'll just say this one last thing. Yeah, I was disappointed. One thing about Nintendo's press conference, they announced Pokemon Ranger.
And we all agreed that game.
I hate Pokemon Ranger.
Pokemon sucks unless it's an RPG. That's my total.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, guys, we have about a minute left. So, quick sum up. I'm going to go down the list. Jerry, what do you think? Who won?
Sony, definitely.
Okay, Hyperger.
Nintendo, because they gave me what I want.
Gaming Sean.
He doesn't own any other.
Nintendo?
Okay,
Yep.
French Ben.
Porn. I gotta say Microsoft, because they show like real gameplay footages, and that's what I want to see. I want to see actual people playing the games, not on Sony and Nintendo conference. So that's it.
Okay, Arcade Braden, your opinion.
All right. As far as potential goes, definitely Sony. They showed a lot of stuff, and I don't own a PS3, but definitely I was very impressed with what they showed.
For me, just for the wow factor, I would have to say Sony, but regardless, I'm still not going to purchase either a Sony or a Wii unless I just get a crap load of money somehow. So, okay, guys, now we're going to sign off. Well, guys, it's been fun. I'm not sure how long this is running, but it's been a hell of a lot of fun to have to hang out with all you guys here and, you know, just be a G1s and just party out, basically.
So, G1's rule.
Yeah, so, awesome. So before we go, I want to give a little thanks to everyone here. First, Raygun Online and Digital Debaser for being our featured blog and video. Also want to thank Mike the Birdman Dodd for he showed a lot of interest in this, and he has a lot of experience in podcasting, so...
Thank you, Birdman.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thanks,
really cool to have the G1 of the Year showing some interest in this podcast we're putting together.
Big thanks to Ignition. He was originally supposed to be part of this. Fortunately, it didn't work out. But he showed a lot of support. He was getting stuff up. He really wanted to be a big part of it. So I just want to send a big send out to you, Ignition. So thanks for all your support.
And of course, Derek Hugh, because he was the guy who came up with the idea. So without him, you know, we wouldn't be here. Again, a big thanks to Derek Hugh, Jerk, I'm sorry, we still haven't figured out your name.
You're a fantastic letter.
Wandering Swordsman. He was originally going to have the blog of the week, but then he said, you know, you gotta let Digital Debaser do it. His blog was amazing, and it was. So big thanks to Wandering Swordsman there.
Yep. And of course,
let me thank Pixel Dan personally, because you know the interview was a lot of fun, as you heard. And actually, this guy is such a nice person. I mean, it was amazing, and I really. To hang out with this guy, because he's a real, really, you know, like, nice guy, and he's really good. He's so awesome. Thank you.
Well, guys, thank you very much for listening, and of course, if you have any constructive criticism on the podcast, you know, anything you want to say about it, just post below, or send me a message, or send any of these guys a message. You know, we're glad to get some feedback. Just
send it to me. I need attention.
I have a direct attention in his sex appeal.
I have no messages.
Okay, so everyone
final
sign up.
Final.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay.
Have a good week, and God bless.
Yeah. Have a good week. See y'all next time.
Yep. Peace out, y'all.
Alright, bye.